and they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
William Mason Salon is the only Aveda Concept Salon in Prattville, offering massages, manicures, pedicures, facials, and world-class hair care. They are an upscale salon and spa without the upscale price. Their stylist's commitment to continuing education keeps them inspired, on trend, and ready to help you achieve the style you're after. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Learn more about their services at williammasonsalon.com. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. You have their number?
The best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, now it's time for our Independence Day sale at Mr. Sandman, which will be a short sale because we will be closed July 3rd and 4th so we can party with our kids and grandchildren. But don't worry, like everywhere else, this sale will be held over for another week or two. We now have fabulous new lineups from Soda, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and Diamond Mattress. We will be wheeling and dealing all summer, giving you the largest selection of mattresses, headboards, and beds at the very best prices. We have everything from extra firm to sink-in luxurious plush, from quality budget sets, really nice middle-of-the-road sets, to absolutely fabulous luxury mattresses, most unique to this area. We also sell adjustable bases for less every day. Mr. Sandman has mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. We're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Okay, all you 1970 Lee graduates, we're planning our 50th reunion. This is the one you can't miss. Everyone's forgiven you. Come see long-lost friends. Contact Becky Leake or me on Facebook. It will be fun.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
There is a fairly decent chance showers and thunderstorms will continue roaming around for a few more hours before they fade out in the overnight hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Tomorrow, not as many storms around, a little hotter, high temperature in the middle 90s. Then Monday through Wednesday, mid to upper 90s. Rain chances are not zero, but they're not good, and will be near the heat index danger range by the 4th of July. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors.
These
views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back. Let's knock this out. There's only like 6 minutes left. So let's do it.
Yeah. If you don't want that, vote for me. That's what Ira said.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Bruce Springsteen, Banjo Bruce. He's going to do a country album now, that weasel, Bruce Springsteen. Take your banjo, Bruce, and go away. And I'm going to boycott North Carolina because you don't like bathroom equality, you weasel. Why don't you stay in New Jersey? Why don't you stay out of our business? Why don't you just you know, be a minstrel and write some stupid songs and don't tell us how to live.
Yeah, and Bruce, obviously you're way too full of yourself. The advice I give to Bruce was get yourself a bag of sand and a mallet, and you know what to do with it.
Yeah. Okay, so in closing, I want to talk about your book because it's still for sale. You know, listen, you make your living off of speeches and donations and this book. I mean, folks, this is a fantastic book from the Company of Shadows, Kevin Shipps. It's Shipp. It's on fortheloveoffreedom.com. Is that right? .com? Did I get that right?
It's fortheloveoffreedom.net, and that includes all the documents that I've released. Yep.
Yes, fortheloveoffreedom.net, free site, totally free. You also take donations, and I'm going to hit this because I know you don't, make much money. The CIA, your former employer, has attacked you viciously and tried to kill you and your family. And I don't mean to make light of that. That's not a joke. And you've really stuck your neck out there for America.
I have. And you know, the old saying goes, you can mess with a man, but you don't mess with his family. When I uncovered that vulnerability and when I finally came out, they didn't just go after me. They went after my wife and kids. And that's when I said, okay, enough is enough. I took a tremendous risk. I lost my retirement. We lost our health insurance. We lost everything. And that's what they do to whistleblowers. I've given a speech on that. But I did it because that's why For the Love of Freedom is our motto. I did it because I adore this country. I adore this Constitution. It's made the greatest nation in the world, and my children are everything to me. So it was a choice. I saw myself as duty bound. It was something I had to do.
And you know what? I hope people in the military and in the intelligence agencies are seeing this and saying, hey, step up, ladies and gentlemen, in those agencies. You know, they're not all evil yet. Listen, we have countries wanting to destroy us. We have to have spy organizations.
Yes. Yeah,
period, the end. We have to have it. But they have to be for us, we the people.
Right. And just like Truman originally wanted, we need a good intelligence organization gathering foreign intelligence to protect us against enemies that want to destroy us. We need that, but we don't need one that has covert operational power and authority that Congress doesn't even have control over. That's the part that needs to go, and we need to keep the intelligence collection, including the human, the SIGINT, and everything else. We need to keep that, but we need to get rid of this covert operations that has no boundaries and has gotten into the area of criminal activity and the gross abuse of secrecy.
Prediction time. Is the hammer of justice going to fall this year on some of these players that tried to take the president down in a coup?
I would say yes.
And yes, could it destabilize, you know, could it destabilize the economy? Could it destabilize our world?
If it was all done at once, it would probably drive the stock market to the floor. And we know that the administration doesn't want to do that because that would ruin the economy. That's why I think that Barr is going to do this slowly and incrementally, because they've got to be mindful of the effect it will have on the economy and the effect it will have not just on the stock market, but on the global economy. So Barr is going to have to take this step by step, carefully, incrementally. And I hope people understand that when he does that and when Trump does it, that's why they're doing it. If they did it all at once, there would be at best a financial recession, and it would deeply hurt our economy and the stock market. So they can't just do this immediately. They've got to take it very, very carefully.
And they're prepping we the people, saying that Clinton's on the number one crime family, and yes, that he's draining the swamp, Donald Trump says, and that he's going to release all this FISA documents and many other documents that you haven't heard of yet.
Yeah,
he's prepping the public for, look, hey, boys and girls, it's coming.
Yep. Those are not light statements. As I mentioned earlier, those statements mean a great deal, and people need to pay attention to them because there's volumes of evidence behind what the president is saying in those statements. Giuliani and others, they know what they're talking about, and they're saying those things intentionally as a heads up to the American people.
And the deep state is freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. The deep state is freaking out. Yes, they are, and it's about time. I just hope that people wake up enough that we can process this the way we need to process it, and that is to put these traitors to America in prison, or the ones guilty of sedition. It doesn't matter if there's an R or a D behind their name. Same thing. The ones who are guilty of treason need to be publicly executed. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. They need to be executed for treason, for being traitors to our country. folks, we can't mollycoddle this anymore. We've got to reinstall the death penalty. We've got to do something to get crime under control. You know, God told us what to do. He told his people what to do, and it worked so well they quit doing it because we let the left, whatever you want to call them, we let them back and let them get in control of our society. We cannot do that anymore. We've got to stop thinking like that. We've got to take control of America as intended. That's how it's supposed to work. But unfortunately, it's not working that way, and it's our fault that it's not, because we took our finger off the pulse of this country. And don't get me wrong, I understand why, because right now there's so much going on. If you want to live your life decently, there's so much going on, you know? So much. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, I'm going to play you one more, and this is not a long, long video. That first one was long, but everything in that video you needed to hear. Most of it you've heard from me, but sometimes I think it doesn't really matter what I say. Maybe if someone else comes out and says the same thing that I've been saying, maybe that'll just mean something to you. And I hope and pray that it did. I hope that you get it. I hope you get that everything I've been telling you, everything I've been telling you is absolutely positively true. I hope you get that. I really do. All right, here we go. 5G. This is important as well.
5G will upgrade the human experience at home and across industries as we connect virtually everything. Yeah. By 2020, analysts estimate that there will be more than 20 billion installed IoT devices around the world, generating massive amounts of data. With access to this kind of information, industries of all kinds will be able to reach new levels of efficiency as they add products, services, and capabilities.
As you may have heard by now, telecom companies are currently scrambling to implement fifth-generation cellular network technology. Dubbed 5G, these networks will make use of millimeter-length electromagnetic waves, also dubbed extremely high-frequency or EHF radiation, to transmit information faster than ever before. 5G networks promise to deliver data 100 times faster than the existing 4G networks and reduce latency as much as 98%. The promise of 5G was promoted by Tom Wheeler, then chair of the Federal Communications Commission, when he made a presentation on the U.S. government's vision for the rollout of 5G in America in 2017.
Yes, 5G will connect the Internet of Everything. If something can be connected, it will be connected in a 5G world. But with the predictions of hundreds of billions of microchips connected in products from pill bottles to plant waterers, you can be sure of only one thing. Biggest Internet of Things application has yet to be imagined. Here's the key. The interconnected world that we live in today is the result of decisions made a decade ago. The interconnected world of the future will be the result of decisions we must make today. And that is why 5G is a national priority.
But after the initial surge of hype that surrounds any new technology, the dark reality of this new 5G-connected Internet of Things is starting to come to light. The most immediately apparent aspect of this dark reality is the danger to human health that the 5G network's ubiquitous and powerful transmitters present. As an increasing body of research shows, the harmful effects of electromagnetic radiation present in current mobile technologies will be amplified by orders of magnitude in the much more powerful and much denser, extremely high-frequency radiation network that 5G relies on. As retired U.S. government career scientist Dr. Ronald M. Powell noted in his comment to the FCC on the proposed 5G rollout, this technology must be opposed because it would greatly extend the FCC's current policy of the mandatory irradiation of the public without adequate prior study of the potential health impact and assurance of safety. It would irradiate everyone, including the most vulnerable to harm from radio frequency radiation, pregnant women, unborn children, young children, teenagers, men of reproductive age, the elderly, the disabled, and the chronically ill. But another even more neglected aspect of the 5G dark reality is that in a world where all objects are wired and constantly communicating data to one another through a 5G network, an Internet of Things, in other words, privacy and security would be next to impossible. Even the mainstream is now admitting that the unprecedented amounts of data flowing through the 5G network, from appliance usage to personal communications to transaction information, is a treasure trove that, if it were to fall into the wrong hands, would be a formidable weapon.
Huawei wants to become a major player in 5G outside of China, but it's facing pressure internationally because of cybersecurity concerns dogging the company. The U.S. is urging its allies to block Huawei from 5G projects in their countries.
Baron says China is using mobile technology as a tool for spying, and he's seen the evidence.
They are actually using it for massive surveillance against their own population. We looked on the Huawei equipment to the level of every single chip there, and what we found is not very pleasant. This is not a commercial company stuff. This is a kind of nearly a military grade stuff.
We have China coming in with their 5G network. All of the things that it's like we're living in 1956, and they're not. And they don't care about rights. They don't care about people.
The implication of these mainstream pundits' pontifications is that 5G only represents a threat in the hands of the Russians or the Chinese or other supposed enemies of America. But what about the companies that are manufacturing these products? Why are the big tech giants who have so signally abused the public's misplaced trust for decades now to be trusted with creating big databases of sensitive personal information on every imaginable aspect of our daily lives? And why is the government of the U.S. and its allies around the globe, governments that have been caught time and again illegally spying on their own populations and violently suppressing dissent, suddenly to be trusted as stewards of such a system? The truth is that the development of 5G networks and the various networked products that they will give rise to in the global smart city infrastructure represents the greatest threat to freedom in the history of humanity. This is the 5G Dragnet. You're tuned into the Corbett Report. The vision of the future offered by the proponents of this next-generation cellular technology is one in which every object that you own will be a smart object.
Okay, I've got to hit a break. I'm late. I forgot. I'll be back.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off their already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. During the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We're listening to the Corbett Report. We're talking about 5G and the essentially how it's a weapon for surveillance.
Communicating data about you, your movements, and your activities in real time via the ultra-fast 5G network. From the grandiose, self-driving cars and remote surgery, to the mundane, garbage cans that let garbage trucks know when they're full. Everything around us will be constantly broadcasting information through the Internet of Things if the 5G boosters get their way. But beyond the glossy sci-fi fantasy presented in the slick advertisements for this smart world of the future is a creepy and unsettling glimpse into a technological dystopia, one in which social experiences are shared by strapping VR goggles to your face, and interaction with humans is reduced as much as possible in favor of interaction with machines, gadgets, and personal assistants that are there to cater to your every whim for a price. And, as some are only now starting to realize, the price that one pays for this world of robotic comfort and convenience is control. Control over our data, control over our security, and control over our lives.
We just hooked up the Nest maybe a month ago.
Abby Laguidao and Conrado Casalo wanted something to keep their family safe. So they installed Nest, a smart home security camera system.
What drives me crazy is yesterday was the only day I decided to stay home. He's always here. They never said anything, ever.
Yesterday, Abby was alone with her two kids when she started hearing voices coming from their Nest.
Then they started cussing and saying, "Shut the F up, you N-word."
At that point, Abby had figured out that someone had hacked into their security system.
Shut the f*** up.
She called her partner, Conrado.
Somebody is in the Nest and is watching us and is talking to us right now.
I think within 5 years, most people will have at least...
That is something out of a horror movie right there.
Man,
right.
Can you imagine it?
Like, we knew something was going to go on. That's good.
That's yeah.
Kind of the terror.
That was a real jump.
And we're going to go ahead and unlock the door, her back door.
Oh.
I think that was her lock.
That was our lock.
Let's go look. Come on.
And that isn't any laughing matter.
See, but that's the real fear, right?
That...
You know, the other stuff's kind of funny, whatever, but I mean, someone can unlock your house.
Although, if someone really wants to get into your house, you can pick a lock.
Yeah, but isn't that the modern day... There it goes again. I mean, isn't that the modern day lock pick? There's a guy outside with a laptop who's opening and closing your door lock.
It is, and I don't like it.
After their stunt on the highway, Chris and Charlie still wanted to show me a couple of other tricks. Below a certain speed, they can control the Jeep steering as long as it's in reverse, pop its locks, mess with the speedometer, and, of course, disable the brakes.
Okay, hold on tight. Hold on.
Oh, shit. He's not getting out of that.
I don't think so.
We're going to be doing some pushing.
It isn't hard to see why these smart technologies and the 5G network that enables them are a security concern. And, in that context, it isn't hard to see why Chinese companies like Huawei and ZTE are now being targeted as potential national security threats and barred from developing 5G network infrastructure in country after country. After all, with access to that much data and information, let alone the ability to communicate with, hack into, or disable everything from our smart TV to our smart door locks to our smart car, A potential adversary with control of the 5G network would have nearly limitless power to surveil and control a target population. But given that these powers, the ability to access our most intimate data and to take control of our homes and personal appliances, are not bugs, but features of the 5G-connected Internet of Things.
Exactly.
The question is, why is there such a headlong rush to connect this network? Is demand for smart dishwashers and smart toothbrushes and smart baby monitors really so overwhelming that it requires us to put the security of our homes, our possessions, and our families at risk? What is really driving this frenzy for a world where every new object we buy presents another potential vulnerability, another device that can be hacked into to steal our information, to track our location, to record our conversations, and to disable our appliances? One answer to this question lies in the fact that intelligence agencies, whether Chinese or Russian, CIA or MI6, Mossad or CSIS, will make use of the vast amounts of data flowing through these networks to spy on the public. In fact, the members of the so-called intelligence community do not even hide this fact. They openly gloat about it. In 2012, then-CIA Director David Petraeus admitted at a summit hosted by InQtel, the CIA's venture capital firm, that the CIA was not just able to, but actually eager to use these smart devices as a tool for spying. Transformational is an overused word, but I do believe it properly applies to these technologies, Petraeus was quoted as saying, particularly to their effect on clandestine tradecraft. Items of interest will be located, identified, monitored, and remotely controlled through technologies such as radio frequency identification, sensor networks, tiny embedded servers, and energy harvesters, all connected to the next generation internet using abundant, low-cost, and high-power computing. Lest there be any doubt about the intelligence community's intentions to use these devices to spy on the population, then-Director of National Intelligence James Clapper confirmed this approach in a report to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence in 2016. Smart devices incorporated into the electric grid, vehicles, including autonomous vehicles, and household appliances are improving efficiency, energy conservation, and convenience. However, security industry analysts have demonstrated that many of these new systems can threaten data privacy, data integrity, or continuity of services. In the future, intelligence services might use the IoT for identification, surveillance, monitoring, location tracking, and targeting for recruitment, or to gain access to networks or user credentials. Whistleblowers from within the intelligence establishment, whistleblowers like Russ Tice and Bill Binney, who are actively shunned by the same mainstream media that breathlessly reported on Edward Snowden, have already laid out in exhaustive detail how the NSA is collecting all data flowing through the internet as we know it. Every phone call,
yep.
Every email,
no keywords anymore.
Every web search, every file stored to the cloud, everything that passes from one computer or phone to another is being stored, cataloged, databased, and data mined to construct detailed profiles of ordinary citizens.
Dossiers, baby.
But now that the 5G network is promising to deliver us not an internet of phones and computers, but an internet of things, from cars and watches to fridges and hats to milk jugs and floor tiles. When every manufactured object is broadcasting information about you and your activities to the world at large by default, and when it is discovered that opting out of this surveillance grid is not an option, the true nature of the 5G panopticon will finally begin to dawn on the public.
Yes, it will. Right now it's dawned on me that I gotta hit a break, so I'll be back.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender loving care that they need. Hello everybody, this is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road. Wedemann Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Wedemann Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Wedemann Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Which baseball team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what. I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of Prompt and Personal.
Tossing food wrappers and soda cans can be expensive. That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. If you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Put garbage in its place. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
There is a fairly decent chance showers and thunderstorms will continue roaming around for a few more hours before they fade out in the overnight hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Tomorrow, not as many storms around, a little hotter, high temperature in the middle 90s. Then Monday through Wednesday, mid to upper 90s. Rain chances are not zero, but they're not good, and will be near the heat index danger range by the 4th of July. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Sorry, Frank, I just missed you. All right, let's get back to this.
But by that point, it will already be too late.
Cities use data every day. Everything from showing you when your next train will arrive to measuring the air quality in different neighborhoods. Typically, all this information is spread out across a ton of different agencies and companies in a bunch of different file formats and spreadsheets. But at Keyside, we have the chance to start from scratch and build a single, unified digital platform that's transparent, open, and accessible for everyone working to make our cities better.
The leaders behind Toronto's first data-driven smart city are under fire tonight after yet another resignation. This time, a member of Waterfront Toronto's digital advisory panel quit and wrote a strongly worded letter on her way out, sharing her deep concerns about privacy and data control.
I want to get some feedback now from the former Information and Privacy Commissioner from the province of Ontario, who, when last you were here discussing this very topic, you were kind of bullish about it. And then I just couldn't happen but help notice that you've resigned from your involvement in all this. What happened?
And I didn't do it lightly. I wanted to draw attention to the fact that we had to make sure that all the personal data that was being collected automatically by the sensors and other technologies were de-identified at source, anonymized at source.
De-identified meaning?
Meaning no personal identifiers. You wouldn't know it's Ann Cavoukian walking or you, right, or this is my car or anything. And the reason that was critical is, unlike most uses of what I call operational data, where the individual, the data subject, can exercise some control over the use, the operation of that data. They can consent to it, they can revoke consent, they can choose not to consent. They have some sense of control. With the data here, you have no control. It's all being collected automatically.
Do you understand what she's saying? What she's saying is it all goes into a big, great big data pile, and they can take your information and do whatever they want to with it. Now, a lot of people believe all of this is about consumerism. These companies want to know your every want. It goes a lot deeper than that, folks. With that being said, let's bring on Frank. Hey, Frank, you're on the air, my friend.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Hopefully, I'm going to get that my lighting here. But the hey, I want to continue on about the hollow words.
Please.
And not apologize for anything. Actually, double down and triple down.
Wow.
A little bit.
Sounds like you've been doing some more reading, huh?
I have. Okay.
I love it.
What's interesting is that the scientists estimate, the majority of scientists estimate, that the Earth's inner crust, or what they call the shell thickness, is somewhere about 800 miles.
That's okay? Is that the mantle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the mantle. And if that's the case, the beginning of the curvature of the opening at the North Pole and the South Pole, okay, which is documented in photos called the ESSA-3 photograph by January 6, 1967.
Oh, I've seen that.
And the ESSA-7 photograph, which is in 1968. Okay, when they flew over it in a satellite. Okay, one of the very, very few pictures ever released to the public. Okay?
Exactly. They keep that stuff a secret.
Oh, yeah, big time. Okay. That the center of the opening, it has a diameter of 90 miles.
Wow.
Okay. Now, envision that, if you're looking at it from space. Now, in these photographs, they go on and on and on talking about, well, this, you know, the North Pole should have been in total darkness, and they do everything they can to discredit these photographs.
Of course,
okay?
Of course.
Yeah. But you have to sit back and ask yourself, why is that area so protected that nobody, I mean literally nobody, can see what's going on up there or down there?
That's right.
Okay? And then answer this question. Why, when there's an earthquake, does the earth ring like a bell for up to 60 minutes? Okay? If the Earth had a solid core, an earthquake happened, it would likely absorb all the vibrations. Okay?
There would be no ringing. That's right.
Yeah. So I throw that out just as food for thought. But I'm going to go back to what I covered. One of the things I covered on Wednesday, because and I'm going to refer it. I'm going to refer a lot of this tonight to the Book of Enoch, which blew me away. I mean, it blew me away this week.
Looking forward to it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Here's Abel and Cain again. Okay. And now, art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened up her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from the hand? And while they tillest the ground, it shall now henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. Okay?
Oh, wow.
This is God talking to Cain.
Right.
Okay? Now, I've always wondered, Terry, why did God mark Cain? Okay? How many people were on the earth that he actually had to mark Cain? How would they know what happened?
Exactly. Okay? I've wondered that as well.
Yeah, okay. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me from the day, for out of this day, from the surface of the earth, and thy face that I have to hide.
Why would they use that term, surface?
Yeah, the surface of the earth, okay? This is Genesis 4 through 11,
yep.
Okay? And I shall be a fugitive, a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that they shall find of me anybody that shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whoever slayeth Cain will be taken on him, vengeance will be taken sevenfold, okay? Mm-hmm. But there again, how would anybody know what Cain did other than God, and why did God mark Cain, okay? Now, go down to something else, a couple other things I found here that I found really interesting. Philippians 2, 9 through 11, okay? And I think we all know this. We have heard this 100 times, but why didn't we hear what it actually said, okay? By the way, if you hear all this whining in the background, we're watching my daughter's one-year-old puppy that's 100 pounds. Okay.
Oh, my. What kind of dog is it?
It's an English bulldog.
Oh, wow.
And it's been an interesting 3 or 4 days. But anyway.
I bet.
therefore, God highly exalted him and gave him the name which is above every other name. And that name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
And under the earth.
Yes. Okay. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord to the glory of the God the Father. Okay? Why did we miss under the earth?
I don't know.
Okay? Why weren't we taught that? Okay? I mean, the more you dig in now, let's journey with Enoch, with the angels. Okay?
Let's.
Starting in chapter 21. And I proceeded with things more chaotic, and I saw their horrible things. I saw neither a heaven above nor a formerly founded earth, but a place of chaotic and horrible circumstances. And I saw seven stars of heaven bound together in it, like great mountains and burning with fire. Then I said, for what sin are they bound? Okay, this is the angel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then said Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me, and the chief over them, and says, Enoch, why does it ask? Okay? These are the number of the stars in heaven which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and are bound here for 10,000 years. Okay? So that's his first glimpse into to the middle of the earth. Okay?
Wow.
Now, this is chapter 22, and it's going to talk about the separations that you nailed the other night on the head. Okay? But it's also going to talk about Cain and Abel, which I found fascinating. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is chapter 22. And thence I went to another place, and the mountains of hard rock. And there were four hollow places, deep and wide and very smooth. Then Raphael answered one of the holy angels who was with me. And he said, these hollow places have been created for this very purpose, that the spirits of the souls of the dead should assemble therein. Yea, they are the souls of the children of men should assemble here. And these places have been made to receive them until the day of their judgment, until their appointed period. Okay? Till the great judgment comes upon them.
Abraham's bosom.
And I asked Raphael, the angel who was with me, and he said unto them, the spirit makes suit, who says it, his voice goes forth, go down a little bit, and maketh suit to heaven. And this is the spirit from which went forth from Abel, whose brother Cain slew, mm-hmm. and he makes the suit against him till his seed is destroyed from the face of the earth, and his seed is annihilated from those among the seed of men. Okay? Now, this is the book of Enoch,
mm-hmm.
the oldest prophet ever.
That's right.
Okay? Talking about his journey with the angels, okay,
mm-hmm.
into the belly of the earth.
Wow.
And he's talking about Cain.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
The same thing that Genesis said, okay? Now, this really blew me away here. Chapter 24, the tree of life. And the seven mountains were in the midst of these, and it excelled them in height, resembling the seat of the throne of fragrant trees, and circled the throne. And amongst there was a tree that I have never yet smelled, neither was any amongst them that other, anything like it. It had a fragrance beyond all the fragrances, and its leaves and blooms and wood weather not forever.
Hmm.
And its fruit was beautiful, and its fruit resembles the dates of a palm. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, Postman talked about that probably a year ago.
That's okay? Right. He did. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah. Now, if you go down to chapter 26, from there I went from hence to the middle of the earth, and I saw a blessed place in which there were trees and branches abiding and blooming, and blooming. And I saw a holy mountain underneath the mountain to the east with a stream and a flow toward the south. It goes on to explain the three other streams, okay, which are from the Garden of Eden. And this is the Book of Enoch, chapter 26, mm-hmm. talking about the exact middle of the earth and the Garden of Eden.
Wow.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, you take all that, Terry.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and there again, I've probably got, like I told you the other night, I've probably got 20, 25 Bible verses right. talking about this. But you take this and why it's so secretive that nobody can understand or see anywhere near what's going on in Antarctica, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's a hole in the earth
yes.
from the North Pole all the way to the South Pole, and I firmly believe right now that the earth is hollow.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. Is it possible that that is the place reserved for... Is this Abraham's bosom? Is this the waiting place
yes.
for souls?
Yes, exactly.
It sure seems yeah. like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you got to go back. And you got to go back to what Jesus said on the cross. Okay?
Right.
And in Abraham's bosom, and Jesus said to the thief next to him, that I shall take, thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Right.
Okay? And after the cross, he did not ascend into heaven, but he went to the bowels of the earth, to Abraham's bosom,
there
where Lazarus was in paradise, okay?
Wow.
I mean, it all ties in together.
It's perfect.
Okay?
Yeah.
And who ever taught this?
I've never heard it before.
I haven't either, until I really started doing the research on it. But, Terry, the more research you do, the more it just hits you right in the face.
I know. Has it always been
you
there,
know?
And we just didn't see it, or...
Yeah.
I guess we didn't have the right mindset to see it, you know?
Yeah, but then you go back. Why are they trying so hard to cover up the secret and not let anybody or anything fly over these holes?
I don't know, but they are. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, but there's got to be something there. So anyway, I just wanted to throw some more at you tonight because I'm doubling and tripling down.
You did. That's amazing, man. Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much for that information.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet. As always. Thanks, Frank. See you, buddy. Amazing stuff, folks. You'll only hear it on this program. You won't hear it on any other program. Nana, nana. Sorry, I'll be back in a minute.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol. Orchard Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. You get down here to the marina and rent you a pontoon boat and cruise up and down this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever tried it, it's a lot of fun. Everybody comes back with a big smile on their face. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license. That's right. No boating license required to rent a boat. Now let's talk about good times on the river. Well, first of all, let's jump right to the schedule change. We're going to be closed up Sunday. That's right. Starting June 30th. We'll be closed for a week. We won't open back up until Friday, July the 5th at 5 o'clock. That's right. On the 5th at 5, we'll be open with fresh seafood. We'll be open this week through Saturday and closing up Sunday for give everybody a week off for 4th of July and get out and cool off a little bit. So you know where we'll be? Somewhere not at the Oyster Bar. That's right. So now let's talk about why we are here. We're going to cook you up fresh seafood. We got a steamer. We got those wonderful shrimp from Argentina, those deep water shrimp, the Royal Red. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu and everything you need to know. Happy 4th of July, y'all, and see you soon.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Great song. Welcome back to the waning moments of tonight's Clearing the Air. I hope everybody had a chance to look at the clouds today. You know, I had something happen today, and this doesn't speak well for me personally, but my phone, I have Facebook on my phone, which I hate using my phone for that, but I didn't have access to my computer where I was, so I get on Facebook and I noticed that someone has discovered the speech given. I wish I could remember things, but I can't. One of the far-right groups in the 50s and 60s, and of course I can't remember the name of it, but their leader gave a speech back in the, I think, late 50s, and he told us exactly what was coming, and of course he nailed it. I played this speech on this program, oh gosh, 2, maybe even 3 years ago. Well, somebody discovered it, and it's on Facebook. You know, everybody must hear this. Everybody must hear this, And I get angry, and I shouldn't. I should be happy that people are finally seeing stuff like this, but it aggravates me when people that I thought were listeners post stuff like they've just found it when it's stuff I've been talking about for 5 years. And that's the ego part, I guess. I'm an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. That's the ego part. And I shouldn't be this way. I should just be happy that people are finally waking up to things. Because it's easy for me, with everything I've researched and everything I'm experiencing and everything I think I know, to just be happy that people also are waking up. I should just be happy. And I guess that's a character fault, one of my many. But there's a lot of good posts out there. Oh, man, people are discovering what's in the clouds. And I have posted so many pictures of clouds with three-dimensional objects in them, which aren't supposed to be there, but nobody seems to care. Now there's a couple of Facebook pages devoted to that. I'm excited about posting some of my stuff on there. But we'll see. I don't know. I wish I wasn't the way I am, but I am. We've got a new Dean, let's see what Dean's got to say here. Well, I really don't have time to play Dean, do I? Have to save this for a couple of nights. I don't know how long it is. Dean Henderson seems to be, he's on the beat. He's got it going on. He knows what's happening. And he's one of the few out there that I trust. What I'm going to do for the next few nights is I'm going to post on, or next few days, rather. I'm going to post on Clearing the Air the different sites that I get my information from. Rents, Forbidden Knowledge. I've subscribed to all these, but for some reason, my subscription gets canceled, and I have a call, believe it or not. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Connie.
Hey, Miss Connie, how are you?
I'm good. I was just going to say, don't get upset when people send you something that you've already covered, and you're like, but I've already talked about that. But just remember, everybody can't listen all the time.
I know. You're right. And it's me.
You know, there's a lot of shows I've missed. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of, maybe people have just been listening a short time and haven't heard it. So don't let it bother you.
It does, and I'm just trying to be honest. I mean, it does, and it shouldn't. And I acknowledge
that. Yeah, but like I said, everybody can't listen all the time.
I know. You're right.
There have been weeks that I have been gone to visit children or whatever, and like for 2 or 3 weeks, I didn't hear you.
There's been weeks that you didn't listen to me?
Yes.
Weeks?
Because I didn't have a smartphone, whatever.
Weeks? Whole weeks?
Well, like 2 or 3 weeks. When I went to Montana to visit my children for a month.
We have an app.
Well, now I can listen, but at the time I couldn't.
Weeks?
Because now I have the app.
Whole weeks?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
All right. That's okay.
But like I said, people can't listen all the time. And so just because you brought something up, and maybe they're like me, they're getting older and they just forget after, a couple of months, but you forget you covered it.
Yeah, I know. I do too. That's why I have all cataloged.
All I'm saying is don't let it bother you.
I appreciate that.
and just be thankful that somebody else is now bringing it up.
You're right. And that's exactly what the little short mean woman said.
I agree with her. All right.
Figured you would.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Good night, Miss Connie. Love that, Miss Connie. Well, folks, it's been a fun show. I wasn't sure how this was going to go without Postman here because, you know, whatever you think of Postman, he is a good person. He's a better person than I am. He never talks ill of anybody. I've never heard him say one disparaging thing about anybody. And I'm guilty. I can't be that. For some reason, I can't be that way. Another character fault, but Postman is a good guy who's been through some extraordinary events in his life, and he's trying to make sense of them, and that's put him on a trek to try to figure all this stuff out. And here's so much he knows. It's amazing. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is whatever you think of him, he is a good person. He really is, and I really have a lot of respect for him. He's a good guy, and so is Jason. I wish I had my act together when I was his age like he does. It's amazing. Hey, caller, you got about a minute.
Hey there.
Hey.
Another great show.
Well, thank you, Kenny. How are you?
That was real informative. I mean, that what's his name, Greg Hunter?
Oh, yeah, he's good.
I mean, you know, when you think about all this stuff that's going on, you know, I'm more and more convinced that, as we were saying before, you know, God has kind of intervened to give us another shot.
Exactly. Give mankind one more shot at it.
You know, basically, at least to delay some of these things that are coming down the pike.
It's going to be bad, Kenny. It's going to be real.
Oh, it's going to be, look, you know, the bottom line is, even the descriptions of some of the things in Revelations and just Daniel and other things that, you know, talk about biblically.
Yes.
We see it all falling in place. And look, these people that are in power are the ones that are behind the scenes.
Yes.
They only care about one thing, their own survival.
Absolutely.
You know, they'll take down anyone, any place, any time, because it's not about the United States of America anymore.
Not at all.
It's all about them being in power.
Yes.
You know, basically, they want to control every aspect of our lives. So all these things are falling in place. The good news, if it really happens, is that a lot of this has now been exposed.
Yes.
These players have been exposed. So all we can hope for is that, you know, justice will prevail at some point, either here or when they stand before, you know, God, and their book is not, their name's not in the book.
Yes.
And they face that ultimate judgment to go into the pit. But it's scary, but then again, you realize that all this stuff is coming, so you just look to God and you say,
"Yep."
I always say now that I just pray that I'm found worthy.
There you go.
To escape all these things.
Same here, buddy. Same here.
So
I don't think I am, but I hope
once again, great show. Love you, my brother, and
love you too, man.
Give my sister from another Mr. Big hug.
I'll do it, buddy. Take care.
All right, man. Take care.
See you, man. Hey, man, you got about 10 seconds.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for a wonderful show. This is Claire. I've listened to you a